The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekends. Hooray!
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Good morning, legends. Happy Saturday, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Dan, how are you?
I'm good, Maz. How are you?
I'm awesome. Can I quickly share? Had a very interesting dream.
Oh, no. No one likes hearing about other people's dreams. It's boring.
I just want to say the one sentence that I woke up with in my head.
Okay, go.
I was best friends with Mariah Carey and she asked me to make her a coffee.
Okay.
What does that mean? What is going on there? Why is Mariah Carey in my brain?
Because anything can happen in a dream. And then you got on a unicorn and we made the world's biggest sandwich and Vladimir Putin gave us a high five. Whoa, who would have thought that was possible? It's not. It's just anything can happen in a dream. Blah, blah, blah,
but
whatever.
All that happened was, oh, she had a nose pierced as well. That was interesting.
Oh, wow. Oh, what a start to the show.
You got anything to contribute?
Confused. Up next, 13 10 60.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It's time for Confused. Confused.
Yep. Yeah, it's about 9 minutes past seven on a Saturday morning, which is your guaranteed Confused time. If you flick on the wireless, you'll get Confused, which is confusing. News. Lots of fake news around, Maz, isn't there?
So much fake news.
In fact, 50% of this segment is fake news.
It is indeed.
Fegment, which is a fake word.
Well, fegment could be a mashup of fake news segment.
It almost fegment. Was. We love our mashups, don't we?
Caitlin.
Hello.
Hey, babe. Welcome to Confused.
Thank you.
That's all right. Dan's got two news stories. One of them is total BS. You just have to identify which news story is the fake news story in this segment.
Okay, cool.
Cool. I've been all around the world on this one. The first one.
Been around the world. Sorry.
Greenland is going to war with Greenland. What?
A what?
The government of Greenland announced on Thursday that it's taking legal action against US gardening store chain Greenland on behalf of its businesses and people. That's right. In America, there is a gardening store chain called Greenland and the country of Greenland is suing them over stealing their name. In a written statement, the government announced its goal of ensuring the rights of Greenlandic companies to use the word Greenland in relation to their goods and services. Greenland is worried that its businesses are losing out and its national brand is suffering. One thing's for certain, Greenland will be both the winner and loser of that one.
That is real. That's like when Katy Perry sued Katy Perry. Do you remember that?
Sure.
Caitlin, do you remember that?
No.
Katy Perry sued a chick who actually is an Aussie designer and her name is Katy Perry. An actual Katy Perry pop star sued her and was like, you can't use my name. I don't know how it turned out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we got sued over our first name, Maz. McDonald's. That was taken. Good one, Dan.
Here's story number two, Caitlin.
A man in Nigeria has tried his hardest to make his proposal to his loved one unique by staging a fake hit and run before coming back to life to hand the ring to his girlfriend. The video has gone viral, showing a man lying on the ground in a small pool of blood while his mate brings his clearly distraught girlfriend over. After a short period of lying lifelessly on the ground while she panics, the man suddenly leaps to his feet, leaving her shocked at his sudden resurrection. He then gets handed a ring from a friend, drops down on one knee, and asks her to marry him. And
holy crap.
You'll be happy, question mark, or interested to know she said yes.
Did she?
Yeah.
Whew.
One of those is a fake story.
Caitlin, which story is the fake story?
I think I'm going to hope for the last one because that sounds awful.
It does sound horrific.
It's actually true.
Oh, my God.
Yep. You failed, Caitlin.
Who does that? What sort of an insane person stages their own death and then proposes?
I know. Is that how you got proposed to, Maz? Maz engaged.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. But now you're jealous.
I'm so not jealous of that. What an emotional roller coaster to think that your person that you love's dead and then they're like, ooh, do you want to spend the rest of your life with me?
You'll get jokes like this all the time. April Fools with that family's going to be fun. That does mean the first story is fake. Greenland is not going to war against Greenland. But Iceland is going to war against Iceland.
What?
It's a frozen food chain in the UK, Iceland. Yeah, Iceland is suing them. There
is
you go.
It really?
Yep.
Well, there you go. Caitlin, sorry, you failed.
That's okay.
It's so frustrating too because we had a $1 million prize today. You would have won $1 million.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, bugger.
That's
oh, well.
All right. There's
I'll
another
just keep
chance
it.
Next yeah. weekend, so hang yeah. in there.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
You may have seen this news story across the week about the
hang
woman.
On. Quick pause, Maz. Would you call it a news story? Is it really
no,
news?
But it was on the news.
So, yeah, it
was
their on
fluff
the news.
Piece.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the news bulletin, they do a fluff piece.
Yeah, like a water skiing squirrel.
Yep. And yeah. this time it was woman discovers 25-year-old muesli bar in the pocket of an old ski jacket. Here's the news story.
Brisbane mother Lisa Sargent was spring cleaning and tried on a ski jacket she hadn't worn in 25 years.
And I looked down and suddenly I saw the outline of a muesli bar. Oh my gosh.
Is that what it's meant to look like?
No, it's not meant to look so. Like that.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, what did it
Honestly,
look like? I haven't
I
seen
mean,
it. Oh.
Since the election's wrapped up. There's just no good news stories
well, tell,
going around.
Tell
it's
me more.
Slow news day.
Was it choc chip? Was it? Did it have a yogurt top? What kind? Are we talking crunchy? We're talking chewy. What are we talking
I feel
here?
Like after 25 years, it definitely wasn't crunchy.
No, or
and
maybe
whatever it,
was. It
used to be like 25 years ago, it didn't resemble that now.
Yeah. Well, I imagine it would have been green,
manky, and gross. Oh, and but even if it was still sort of like in the shape of a muesli bar,
yeah,
that's gross. After
it would just look like
years.
like a mold log.
Yeah, like that's just a tad disgusting.
Mm.
And
Did
so many
it?
Questions are raised. She yeah. didn't eat it. Why didn't her? It was her husband's ski jacket too, I believe. And what, like, yeah. why didn't he eat the muesli bar 25 years ago? On
why
the ski
didn't anyone
slopes?
Report it missing?
What's going on there?
I know that if a muesli bar went missing in my house, I would have been straight into my brother's room. Where's a bloody muesli bar, Thomas? I want it for my lunchbox.
What we want to do on the Dan and Maz show this morning is a little game inspired by Justin Timberlake of what's in your pocket. And this is how it works. We play the first bit of that little bit from the Justin Timberlake song, and then we insert the item that's in your pocket
okay.
into it. Do you want to do this one, Dan?
So if this Brisbane woman called up, she could be on 13, 10, 60. She could call up and go, oh, old mate, what's in your pocket? And she would say,
I got that
muesli bar
in my pocket.
That's exactly how it works.
All right. Should we do a quick round just to get it started?
Sure. Sure.
Yep. Uh-oh, Maz has something embarrassing in her pocket.
No, I don't. Shall we go?
All right. Are you going first?
Yeah, I can
All right,
go.
Here we go.
I got that
toothpick
in my pocket.
Always looking for your oral hygiene.
Always.
All right, 13, 10, 60, give us a call. Here's mine.
I got that.
Nothing, because I accidentally bought jeggings.
In my pocket.
Oh,
remember
can
that?
We just have a moment.
Remember that when
that.
I said that I bought the jeggings by mistake online?
No, you didn't say you bought jeggings by mistake. You said,
no, I bought them
guys,
by
I got some new jeans and they've got the pockets just sewn on. They're not actual pockets.
They're fakies. You can't get
and
your hands in. It's so infuriating.
Then I said, no, what in fact you have bought is not jeans with
yeah.
no pockets. It's actual jeggings.
Yeah, so I can't play this game because I literally, it looks like I have pockets, but when I go to slide
you
my
don't.
Hands in.
You don't.
It's very frustrating. I get cold hands.
Got
can't
jeggings.
Get them in the pockets. All right.
13, 10, 60. What's in your pocket? We'll play it next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
13, 10, 60 is the number to call. We're playing a little game called What's in Your Pocket, inspired by the Brisbane woman who found a 25-year-old muesli bar in the pocket of an old ski jacket that
was
she
on
found
the news.
In her cupboard. It was in the news!
So before you call us up in disgust and say, oh, dead man, is this not real news? First of all, we have to do a food segment every show.
We
so
do.
So that's it. It
totally
might be grotty old
box.
Food, but it's food nonetheless. And also, it was on the news proper in Brisbane. So there you go.
Thank you, 7 News Queensland, for the inspiration for this segment. We have Maya on the line. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Maya.
Really good. So what we do is we play the first bit of the Justin Timberlake song. Then you
yep.
say the thing that was in your pocket and then we end it and it's going to sound 100% rehearsed
yep.
and seamless.
Unless you screw it up, okay. Maya, so don't screw it up.
All right.
All right.
Here we go. Get ready to go.
Old Chewy. In my
pocket. Yuck.
Old Chewy.
Yuck,
how old is it? How old is it?
I'm not 100% sure. I was just rummaging in my pockets when the segment came on and it's dry, it's gross.
So it's dry and hard.
Is it has it been chewed and put back in your pocket or has it just come out of the box?
It wasn't a wrapper. I think it just fell out.
Ooh.
So like it was chewed. Yeah, it was chewed. I put it in a wrapper.
That's disgusting.
So you've chewed it. Rewrapped it in order to dispose of it and then stuck it in your pocket.
Yeah, I must not have had a bin around me, so it's been gross.
Well, well that's how you want to live your life.
No. Do you know what? At least you're not a tosser. I applaud you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Right. Pleasure.
All right.
Natalie.
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Hey, babe. Okay, here comes the music. I got
that piece of fruit in my
pocket. Oh, come on, Natalie. Be more specific. We're going to have to do a do-over on that because it's too vague. I can't even picture it. It could be any fruit. We're doing it again and say
okay,
what
we'll
kind of
it
fruit
again.
It is, please.
Here we go. I got that
banana in my pocket.
Big are your pockets?
I was going to say, deep pockets.
Or is it the confectionery, a banana?
No, it's a piece of fruit, a banana. I bought it for breakfast.
I just bloody thought you were happy to see me.
I am too, Dad.
Oh, it's a bit of a dad joke there, but it's worth it. Well, that doesn't
dad
sound right, does it?
It definitely doesn't work on a girl, though.
Yeah, I know. No, I was being the dad.
Okay.
But also, it doesn't work.
It really doesn't work.
It's a pretty disgusting thing to hear from your dad.
Natalie, thank you for playing. We have Sam. Hello.
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 Sam, get ready. Hi. Here comes the music. I got
that liner in
my pocket. What?
Wait, eyeliner?
Liner.
Like an ocean liner.
No.
What's a liner?
Like something a female should use.
Oh. Oh, my brain went straight to ocean liner.
Yeah.
She's got the Titanic in her pocket.
Nope. Well, hopefully not.
Well, thank you so much for calling up to tell us that you are well stocked with sanitary products.
Excellent work, Sam.
No matter what happens, how heavy or light the flow, Sam is good to go.
Oh, there's an advertising campaign right there.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Time for our mandated animal segment. We have to do an animal segment every show.
We do.
It's good, though, because there's always plenty of animal news.
Oh, there sure is. This is a great story.
This is a good one.
It's a story of survival, actually.
Well, it's even beyond survival. It's not just surviving. It's coming back from the dead.
From Eastern Township, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is famous for 3 things. Cheese. It's famous for cheese. It's famous for making a murderer.
I knew that one.
And it's famous. Remember the show with Stephen Avery? And it's famous for flipping in the recent election and electing Donald Trump. Last year, not last year, last election, Obama. This election, Trump.
There you go.
Yeah, there's 3 Wisconsin facts for you.
And here is another. Probably won't make the top 5, but still, it's a cool story. The Adams County Sheriff's Department was actually called out to the roadside on Thursday evening at about 7:25 p.m. A report that a deer had been hit and killed by a car.
Yeah.
So, cheeky roadkill. So, the man driving the car had pulled over and loaded the deer into the back of his truck to take it home for... no Thanksgiving probs.
To butcher it up. Actually, this is my father's, he runs a restaurant. And his chef once hit a deer on the way into work. And he did the same thing. He threw it in the back of the van.
So you throw it in the back of the van, you take it
back,
home.
Yep, yep. Butchered it and made a pie for the whole village. Yep. A venison pie.
There you go. So this is possibly what this man was doing.
Venison pie.
Halfway home, the deer, which he thought was completely dead, sprang back to life in the back of the truck. And so that's when he had to call the police. He's like, guys, the deer that I thought was dead that I was taking home to make pie is alive.
No, he would have been like, oh, well, the deer that I thought was, okay, it's come back to life. That's how they talk. It was calm.
There's actually footage of this because the police car that rocked up had a camera on its dashboard. And so they obviously parked behind the car that the now alive deer was in. And so you can see the whole thing unfold. It's quite terrifying, actually.
131060. Have you brought back from the dead or witnessed coming back from the dead an animal? We're talking animals coming back to life from the dead.
So any type of animal, if you thought it was 100% going to the farm.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it didn't go to the farm. It came straight back to life. We would love to take your calls on 131060.
I know there's a lot of people out there who this has happened to. This is just one story. And if you've got the story, you've got to call right now. It is your civic duty. You must do it. Have you seen an animal reanimated?
So animal comebacks from the dead.
I reckon, what do you reckon they're out there, Maz? Do you reckon there's stories out there?
There has to be. If you facilitated it too, like by giving an animal mouth to mouth, that adds to the story and we need to hear it. 131060, the phones are ringing, so that's always an encouraging sign, isn't it?
Our job here is done. Enjoy a song.
We'll get to the calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. We're talking animal comebacks from the dead.
All right. And I'll tell you what, we got a whole bunch of callers coming through and we knew it would happen. It happened in Wisconsin?
It did happen in Wisconsin. A man, sadly, hit a deer. Oh, dear indeed. So he thought that the animal was deceased. He chucked it in the back of his truck to drive it home to make pie for everybody. Turns out the deer was not dead, came back to life. He freaked out, called the sheriff's department, the whole bit. There's footage of it from the camera that was on the dashboard of the police vehicle that attended the scene.
Can we also say how terrifying it would be if you thought a deer was dead and it was in your boot and then it started thrashing around like they got horns and stuff?
I don't think that a deer would wake up from a terrible knock on the head quietly.
Okay. give us a call. 131060, animals coming back from the dead. Is your alpaca awoken? Has your Doberman been defibrillated? Has your bunny bounced back from the brink?
Dylan!
Hey, how's it going?
Good, really good. Dylan, animal comebacks from the dead. What happened?
Yeah, so it wasn't actually me that hit the animal. It was one of my good mates.
In a car or just with his fist?
Oh, with a car, okay. With a car. It'd be pretty brutal if he hit it with his fist.
Well, what animal was it?
It was a wood duck. Basically, he was just driving along the road and, a pair of ducks, and ducks mate for life, and he hit one of them, and he sat there for a bit, and he's like, oh, crap, what do I do? And, basically, he sat there for about 10 minutes, and then the duck got up and walked away.
Just shrugged it off.
Yeah.
It was water off a duck's back.
Yeah, it just looked like it was dead. No sign of life, and then got up and walked away.
Just got straight back up. Just waddled off. How cute.
Yeah, he didn't feel bad after that because, he still had his partner there.
Yeah, his wife or husband.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cute.
Don't know how the duck likes to live its life.
I don't know either. Natalie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning,
hey,
babe.
Oh, you sound peppy.
Animal comebacks from the dead is the topic. What is your story?
We were at our surf beach and a dog drowned. So there was a dog that went into the water and it drowned.
Oh, that's
so
brutal.
So it got washed up onto the beach. But someone came out of the water and did CPR on the dog and mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and it came back to life.
Stop it.
True story.
That's awesome.
Yeah, actually did proper CPR on it and then flew mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and it got up. Unreal.
Natalie, be honest. Would you ever do CPR on a dog? Especially a strange sea dog.
I would definitely do CPR, but I wouldn't do I don't think I could do the rescue breath, the blow in the mouth.
You got her. Would you do it, Maz?
If it was my future French bulldog, probably.
Yeah.
You know, can I tell you the most important thing is the compressions, actually doing the
well, there's more of them, so that makes sense.
But you only do it, don't you only do it with your fingertips? You only do it with your fingertips.
No, you've got to put two hands together and press down about a third of the way in.
Fingertips.
30 compressions. 30.
If it's an infant. Or yep. I would say small animal.
Yeah, like a
but this
Chihuahua
I'm assuming was
Jack
a
Russell
bigger dog.
Yeah, and it was like a middle-sized dog, yes. Yeah, so you have to use two hands on a middle-sized dog.
Yeah, you got to get right in there.
Takes two hands to handle a whopper.
Don't be afraid to crack a rib. It's fine.
That sounds awful.
Well, the rib will heal.
All right, here's what I'm going to say. Guys, don't take medical advice from the Dan and Maz show.
I've got my first aid certificate. I'm allowed to give medical advice.
Oh, geez. It makes me nervous. I don't think we should be giving out medical advice. We can barely handle frothy news stories about funny animals.
Let's talk to Sam. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Sam. We're talking animal comebacks from the dead. What's your story?
So I'm a veterinary nurse. And
you've seen millions. This is the most boring topic you've ever heard on radio.
So we had really feral rats, which were brought to us for disposal, and they were masked to sleep with anaesthetic gas.
Okay.
And put in the freezer, in the chest freezer.
Is that how you get rid of rats?
You get rid of them?
Well, that's one way. Maybe it's a bit humane. I don't know. Anyway, right. This is the story. Don't mess up the story.
Sorry. She's a professional, folks. She's a vet. She's a professional.
And the next morning in the freezer, when the door was lifted on the freezer, the little rats were running around with icicles on their whiskers.
Oh, see, when you say it like that, it sounds adorable, but I can imagine it was terrifying.
Then what did you do?
Then the vet had to catch them and euthanize them.
Oh. Yeah. Chase them around with a carving knife?
Possibly.
Oh, let's not go into details. I trust you.
That would be, you would flip out.
Yeah. I mean, the worst part is they keep all the ice creams in there as well. They had to throw them out too because of all the rat bits.
We've got Keely. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. We're talking about animal comebacks from the dead. You've got a story?
Yes. I was driving my brothers to a party and we hit a kangaroo and then obviously got really scared and then one of the boys got out because we thought it was dead and it was actually in the way of keep on driving and then one of the boys got out and checked it and then it actually knocked him out and we had to actually carry him into the car, not the animal. So yeah, it was a different spin on it, that's for sure.
All right, okay.
Yeah, he got kicked in the chest and then he sat back up for a minute and then the kangaroo hit him in the face and so we all just ran out and quickly tried to grab him away from the kangaroo and put him in the car.
Keely, can I be honest, when this happened, was there part of you, like, was there any part of you all, at all that was like, oh no, I hope he's okay, or were you all just busy laughing?
It wasn't part of me, but then I was just, because I picked them up and they were drunk and they were giving me hassle, so I was kind of pleased that Kenji was in the face. Yeah, it was a good night. It was a good night. That's
I'm glad.
Sure.
If your mate gets knocked around by our national emblem, then yeah, it's been a good night.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Good morning, legends. It's Dan and Maz Weekends. We have an hour to go if you've just joined us. You missed some sweet animal chat, guys. We do it every show. We lock in an animal topic and you've already missed it if you've just joined us.
You dumb idiot. Good morning as well. If you're waking up, a lot of people's alarms go off at 8, Maz, and they just told what they missed out on and that they're a dumb idiot.
It is a weekend.
That's why you tune in, isn't it?
You're not a dumb idiot. It's okay. You had a little lay in. It's
You're a smart idiot. That's what we like, don't we, Maz? We like smart idiots on this show.
We've got an hour to go, and we're talking about two of our Aussie national heroes in the next hour on the show. So stick around.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
13 10 60. We want to know, what did you do in your undies? Now, let me clarify.
Oh, yeah, hang on. I didn't realise that when you say it out loud.
Let me clarify.
Sounds like something. What did you do in your undies?
What did you achieve?
Daryl, what did you do in your undies?
Donning just your jocks.
So clad in nothing but your unmentionables, what did you manage to pull off?
That sounds even worse. 131060 is the number. It's inspired by our latest national hero, Daniel McConnell.
Daniel.
Daniel lives in Hendra in Brisbane, and he witnessed a car plowing into a fish and chip shop and then driving off. This was in the middle of the night on Thursday night, mind you. He was alerted by neighbours of the incident, chased the car down, and ended up helping police track down the guy in the car. And they arrested him.
I was in bed sleeping at 2 o'clock this morning. My wife comes in and says, oh, the shop's been, someone ran into the shop. And I said, oh, what? So I jumped out of bed and all I had was my undies on. And I've walked out the front and I've seen the car smashed and I've seen the bloke walking back to the car. And so I've walked outside and I said, oh, what are you doing, mate? Like, you can't be leaving the scene. And he goes, don't be a hero, mate. And I said, I'm not trying to be a hero, but the police are coming.
Oh, so many good things. I'm not trying to be a hero, but I am. Oh, I am a hero.
I love him. I love just such a great account of what happened in the middle of the night as well.
You'll be pleased to know as well, Daniel looks exactly like he sounds.
Yes.
Sort of like a bogan Iggy Pop.
That's actually a really good physical description of Daniel.
And there's a great bit in the middle where it just cuts back to Carl Stefanovic, and the look on his face is it's pure.
It's priceless.
It's, you know how sometimes, Carl, you get the impression he's just a walking animated GIF? He's wide-eyed with joy. Good old Daniel.
Yeah, he's a bit of a legend. If you do get
proud to be a Dan.
If you do get a chance to read the news story, it's fantastic as well, because there are quotes from Daniel in the news story. When you read them, but you have Daniel's voice in your head, it's actually quite entertaining. If you've got some spare time today.
Well, I mean, if you read it in a different voice, it doesn't really work. I come outside in me jocks and I seen old mate. And I said, oi, what are you doing here, mate? You gotta wait here. And he's like, nah, nah, I fell asleep behind the wheel. See, it doesn't quite work.
No, it really doesn't.
Anyway.
131060, this is our number. We'd like to know, what did you do in your undies? Let me clarify. What did you achieve whilst just donning your underwear?
Because that was Daniel's clad in nothing but his grundies, his little reg grundies.
That is what we want to focus on this morning.
What a legend.
Just being in your underwear and what incident you got yourself wrapped up in. This happened to a friend of mine.
Yeah.
She had to go pick up her mum from work and she'd had an afternoon nap. And she was like, you know what? I'm just going to get in the car, just in my undies, it's fine. I'm just going to go get mum. She'll jump in the car.
We're talking tops and bottoms, Maz?
Yeah, tops and bottoms.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but she was, well, I believe that she had a t-shirt on, actually, and just her undies.
Oh, yeah. Dan,
she'd just been in napwear, right?
Yeah, napwear, yep.
So she was like, nah, I'll be fine. I'm just whipping around the corner. It was literally around the corner. Like, obviously, her mum's super lazy. So she goes to get her mum and gets caught up in a minor car accident. Not
okay.
her fault.
Didn't drive straight into a fish and chip shop.
But somebody rear-ended her, so to speak.
Yep.
And so she had to get out and give her details just on the side of the road, just in her undies.
Pulling that little shirt down. It's probably a grotty shirt too.
So grotty.
Team building exercise 99 kind of shirt. Just
the whole situation, not fantastic, but is a great story. So that's what she did in her undies. She got into a car accident.
All right, we got a couple.
131060. What did you do in your undies?
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060. That's our number. We'd like to know, what did you do in your undies? And it's inspired by a man who managed to get a criminal arrested.
Daniel, have a listen to Daniel.
I was in bed sleeping at 2 o'clock this morning. My wife comes in and says, oh, the shop's been, someone ran into the shop. And I said, oh, what? So I jumped out of bed and all I had was my undies on. And I've walked out the front and I've seen the car smashed and I've seen the bloke walking back to the car. And so I've walked outside and I said, oh, what are you doing, mate? Like, you can't be leaving the scene. And he goes, don't be a hero, mate. And I said, I'm not trying to be a hero, but the police are coming.
In nothing but his undies.
He wasn't trying to be a hero, Maz. He had hero thrust upon him.
He sure did, and he embraced it.
Yep. Embrace the thrust, people.
Bonnie has called up. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
A good Bon Bon.
We're so good. What did you do in your undies, babe?
It wasn't me. It was my mum.
Oh, right. Even better. Mum awesome. Undies.
Sorry. So it's much like Daniel. But there was a guy going around and breaking into cars, getting their loose change and stuff. And our car was parked next to mum's window and she never locked it. So that was her fault. But she woke up and heard him rustling around. So she raced out the front and chased him down the street. And I think he ran up and over someone else's back fence. But in the end, the police got him.
Oh,
yeah.
And your mum is just running down the street in her undies, chasing after this clown.
Like, she's like 5'2" and this guy was 6 foot or something.
That's amazing.
No, I'd run too.
It was so funny.
It's fight or flight in those situations, isn't it?
Exactly. And she was like, nah, I'm going. And I was like,
I'm going for it. And also, he didn't even need to break into the car because you said it was unlocked. So she really did make it easy for him.
Mm-hmm. She locked it now.
I bet she does. And does she sleep in clothes or still just in underwear?
I think she wears a nightie now.
Oh. That's her crime-fighting outfit.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Bonnie. We've got Adrian. Hello.
There you go, guys.
Yeah, g'day, Adrian.
What did you do in your undies, mate?
So we went out to a uni bar one night and got on the stores. And then, we got back to my mate's house and I said, I'm leaving for work early in the morning. I'll just stay in my car. Hot night, got down the jocks as you do.
Yeah.
And about an hour later, I was sort of, I was off to sleep and I heard this sort of clackering at my door. See this guy with the hat on. I thought, oh, beauty, my mate's brought me out a pillow. I've looked over and as I've sort of sat up, this guy's looked at me. It wasn't my mate. This guy's trying to break into my car. Here's me sort of fluffing around at the door trying to get out, giving him probably about 10 metres and then I just started running and then... Yeah, got about 100 metres down the road and I couldn't do it bare feet anymore. He had runners on. And I realised I'm 100 metres down the road with the sun coming up and I'm in my jocks. So I quickly darted back like an idiot.
There's a lot of street chasing in underwear going on in this country that I was unaware of.
What you needed was Bonnie's mum. If only she'd been around.
I just wish I had me red jocks on, get a bit faster.
Red ones go faster, don't they, Adro? Yeah, all right.
Thanks, mate. We've got Jess. Hello.
Hello.
Jess, what did you do in your undies?
I was in bed in my underwear and singlet when we had a neighbour who used to set fires around the unit
as
and break into people's backyard.
Like, what are you talking about? Like an arsonist or just campfires?
Yeah,
or?
He's in jail at the moment, but the court case is still going.
So
one day we hear him, breaking into our backyard and, we've gotten out of bed and when we get out the back, he's just lit a fire, out the back of our house.
Oh my
so
goodness.
I couldn't run inside and get changed because we're trying to put out this fire with one of those Kmart baskets that you use for punch, fill it with water. We're trying to put the fire out. The neighbors all rock up, the police rock up, the fire brigade rocks up. I'm trying the best I can to cover up my side boob because I'm wearing my boyfriend's, gym cutout singlet. It was not pleasant couple of hours and I couldn't go inside. I couldn't because the fire was going and then the police wanted to talk to me.
There's just too much going on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, we need to talk to you now before you forget anything. So I was stuck outside in my not cute underwear and my boyfriend's singlet for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
Putting out a fire is hard enough, but having to compete with a nip slip as well.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez. Imagine that, though. Imagine, going to rent a house. Oh, this is great. It's a great house. Yeah, two bedrooms, two bathrooms. Should say there is a fire bug around, a bit of a pyromaniac around the place.
I mean, we wanted a fire pit, but just, you know, not an illegal one.
Not a maniac. Oh, well.
Jan and Maz Weekends.
Well, let's talk about the Arias that was.
Yes, the Australian Record Industry Awards, or as they're better known, the Flume Awards, happened this week. And the Golden Flume went to Flume, the Silver Flume went to Flume, the Bronze Flume to Flume, and several runner-up flumes to Flume as well. Well done, Flume.
He did very well, as did Troy Sivan and Sia. Sivan. There were a number of recipients of Arias.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Violent Soho, great band.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was a really good Arias. I enjoyed watching it.
Now, we would like to concentrate on one particular performer. Brave enough to not perform topless covered in glitter, brave enough to rock the main stage fully clothed, and probably good that he didn't, expose his torso, because we're talking about Farnsey, and we're talking about his rendition of You're the Voice. How do you feel listening to that?
Oh, you just feel so full of joy.
You do, don't you?
And energy and excitement and pride for this country when you hear that song.
Do you remember a specific moment in your life or a special thing that happened when you were singing that song, when that song was playing, maybe a video or something you created that had that song in it, maybe a time your cover band at school played that song? Who knows? But if something comes into your mind, 131060, we want to know You're the Voice story.
We have a You're the Voice story.
We do, Maz.
It's when we threw a little soiree. It was a little shindig.
This would have been not this Australia Day, but the one before?
It was. Yeah. It was the Aussiest party ever for Australia Day. And at the end of the day, after people like Peking Duck had taken to the stage, mind you, and Slade, like, it was a really good lineup.
Mm-hmm.
We all embraced each other in a big circle on the lawn of the bowling club that we had hired.
Yep, we really wrecked that turf.
And we sang You're the Voice, and it was really beautiful. And the Stafford Brothers sprayed us with champagne, and it just goes down in history as one of the greatest days of our lives.
One of the things I loved about it, Maz, is we actually got actual John Farnham. We recorded him giving us official permission to end the party with that song, and we played that beforehand.
It was really good. It was very good.
Whispering Jack himself. 131060. Can we crank up the backing music a little bit, please? Hearing that. What does that bring back? What memory? What does that make you feel? What moment in your life was soundtracked by this amazing Australian tune? We're all someone's daughter, but we're also someone's son.
131060.
Anyway.
We're not going to sing. We want your the Voice stories.
Jan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. We'd love to know your the Voice story.
Yeah. Maybe you saw on the Arias, Farnsey belted out You're the Voice.
Oh, well, I feel like the nation just joined in as one at that moment in time.
I just kissed my fingertips like an Italian chef. Mwah, benissimo. Oh. So good.
131060 is the number. Kathleen is through. Hello.
How you going?
So good. What's your You're the Voice story, babe?
Well, a few years ago, I'm in a group called Nova Castrian Players, and we're amateur musical theatre performers.
Oh, excellent.
In Newcastle?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we did a show called Down Under, which celebrated Australian music and comedy.
Yep.
And one of the performances was The Voice by our director, Ron Gillette.
a big solid man with a big voice.
Yep.
And all of the cast did the chorus with him in the back backing.
Yep.
And it was just wonderful. I'm talking about it now, getting goosebumps.
Aww. Crank up the backing music. Have a listen. Oh. Imagine Big Ron just, "We're all someone's daughter." Oh. Sounds good, Kathleen. Were you the music or the comedy, Kathleen? No, she's gone.
Oh, well.
Oh no, she's
Kimmy
there.
From Kath and Kim.
Oh, she was Kimmy from Kath and
oh,
Kim.
Oh, wow. Oh, good on you, babe.
Ah, at the Novocastrian Review. We got Meg on 131060. Meg, we're listening to John Farnham's You're the Voice. What kind of memories does that bring back?
Oh, my God, my year 12 end of year concert. We closed it with You're the Voice. And as those bagpipes kicked in, couple of girls came out on stage and did Irish dancing.
Oh.
So any time I hear those bagpipes, I just start drunkenly Irish dancing and kicking and pointing my toes, and I just pump my fist. It's the best song.
Even if you're sober.
You get so swept up in it, Meg. So swept up. I love it.
You
got to
play it. Can I request it? Can you play it?
Oh, I reckon we might be able to squeeze it in, Maz Compton.
If we've got time. Yeah. I mean, it's the weekend. None of the bosses are listening.
Yeah,
that's
we've got
for
one.
Sure.
But it's start our Saturday with Johnny Farnham.
Oh.
All right, Meg, let's get to Eric quickly so that we've got time, fingers crossed, to squeeze it on. Eric, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Eric.
I'm really good. What's your You're the Voice story?
Oh, it's a bit of a love story.
Oh.
The one that got away.
Oh.
So,
wait.
But you had a crush on John Farnham, or?
Nah. I was at King O'Neill's getting my groove on, you know. Started going to town. She come over, liked the song as well, getting into it, had a little bit of a hookup, and then the song finished.
That was it. She just disappeared.
But now every time I hear that song, it's like, oh, you know that one.
Do you think she was the one, Eric?
I think she might have been.
Oh.
She looks like you, Maz.
Oh, she looks a bit like Maz, does she?
What sort of groove were you getting on to You're the Voice by John Farnham? Like, what?
I don't know.
I don't think he wants you to know.
I don't think I want to know. Eric. Right. Let it go, mate.
Mate, was she doing some drunken Irish dancing? Because it might have been our caller from before.
It could have been Meg. Thanks for your call, Eric.
Okay.
Just let it go, mate.
Yeah, but remember, always bag your pipe. All right. Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Kazza.
What's your You're the Voice story, Carol?
I went to my daughter's university graduation down in Warrnambool.
Yep.
And at the end of it, they had two singers on stage singing You're the Voice. And then a bagpiper came on. It was all done live and your spine just tingled. It was such a fantastic rendition.
Oh, aww. Such a fantastic rendition.
Really?
Oh,
it's just the best song, isn't it?
Oh,
the best.
You already would have been proud as punch, Carol, as well, because of
your
daughter.
Yeah, well, they've done all the inspirational speeches, and to finish off with that, and then you weren't expecting this bagpiper to come on, and then when he did, and he did such a fantastic solo, everyone just broke out in applause.
Oh.
Did you feel like re-enrolling into university? Was it that inspiring?
Yeah, no, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, good on you, Carol.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Bruno Mars, 24 Karat Magic, Dan and Maz Weekends. And we did, before that, play You're the Voice by John Farnham. You're welcome,
that
Australia.
That was special. Thanks for your tweets. Cody tweeted us at Dan and Maz. This song needs to be the Australian national anthem.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing if we could make that the national anthem? How do we do that?
How's this Nick tweet referendum? Nick tweeted, no, actually, plebiscite. Nick tweeted us and said, at Dan and Maz, thanks for playing the unofficial anthem. Get this, Mazzy. My kids in the car, 7, 6, 4, and 3, go Nick, by the way, had never heard it. Essential education.
Oh, wow.
Melanie tweeted us, that's how to start the weekend. Go Whispering Jack. Claire, you're the best. You're the voice.
Oh, so good.
And then a happy kissing emoji. Mwah.
It's good to get some positive feedback from the music that we play on this radio station for a change.
Hey, that Bruno Mars jam is pretty good.
Sometimes the feedback isn't all that positive, but it is. I'm glad that we stuck a song on that people genuinely seem to really enjoy
and love.
So that's good, isn't it?
Nah, it's good stuff. Well done. Thanks for the animated GIFs that everyone's sending through.
Yeah, people just loving it. So good.
It's good stuff. We live to please here on the Dan and Maz show, don't we? And we'll pleasure you again with our mouths, words going into you. This time, tomorrow, whatever.
We're back tomorrow is what Dan is trying to say there. You've had a few. We are back tomorrow. The show lives online at danandmaz.com or on social media. We're at Dan and Maz. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Dan and Maz Weekends.